Zondervan presents Radical Reformation by Mark Driscoll. Read by Art Carlson. Introduction. My Personal Reformation and the Emerging Reformation Movement. Culturally, I'm Irish, which means I have two emotions, angry and asleep. I was raised as the oldest of five kids in a hard-working blue-collar Catholic family near the airport in Seattle, Washington. It was a Norman Rockwell Precious Moments kind of neighborhood, just up the hill from the strip clubs and the hunting grounds of the Green River Killer and Ted Bundy. Growing up, I thought that as long as I believed in a nebulous sky fairy named God and was a decent, moral person outperforming those below me on the ethical food chain, I would end my life hearing the old theme song from the Jeffersons television show and be moving on up to heaven with all the other good guys. So I worked hard through high school and graduated most likely to succeed and student body president. I was very proud to have never drunk alcohol, smoked a cigarette, tried a drug, or voted Republican. Upon graduation, I was awarded a few scholarships that enabled me to be the first person in my family to go to college. So, wanting to get out of the city and try something new, I moved about 300 miles away to Washington State University, which is tucked away in the wheat fields of eastern Washington. The university was far away from big city life, complete with cows instead of prostitutes standing around like dumb meat. Without a car and majoring in boredom, I began reading a nice Bible my high school girlfriend had given me as a graduation present. She was a pastor's daughter who, in retrospect, should not have been dating me. Nonetheless, she has turned out to be an amazing wife who is the embodiment of her name, Grace. To this day, I preach each Sunday from the Bible she gave me, even on the Sundays when, as a good professional hypocrite, I tell the unmarried people never to date non-Christians. After a few bad weeks of a frat experience that landed me in the freshman equivalent of purgatory, a dorm, I sat down to read the Gospels. Frankly, they seemed boring because they kept saying the same thing. I wondered if the Bible wasn't written by an old man with dementia, or by a young man who had gone to my public school. As I continued to read, Jesus seemed okay, but the guys I really liked, because of their self-control and strength, were the denominational leaders of that day, the Pharisees. They were about the only guys in the cast of characters with any guts. I identified with them and was convinced they were the good guys in the story, until they killed Jesus. I wasn't much of a theologian at the time, but murdering Jesus did seem like a bad move. Moving on, as Peter says, I found the writings of Paul hard to understand. His obsession with sin reminded me of a DEA dog at the airport sniffing around for drugs with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?